Shalom Aleichem, Abiyaf of 36:13. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Samach Vav, Zvachim 66a, pagination is 131. I'd like to make reference to a Gemara that will be helpful to us. Zvachim Samach Dalid Amud Beis 64b, where the Mishnah, towards the bottom of the page, maybe about 12 lines up, told us Hivdil bechatos, or velo hivdil beola pasul. We're talking about the malika, the nipping of the neck by the karban chatos ha'of, the bird chatos, or the bird ola. And we know that the pasuk describes vayikra heches, that by the karban chatos, it says, velo yavdil, you should not separate, you should not go all the way through on the neck of the bird to separate the head from the body. Presumably, the description is that it should remain attached. Regarding the ola, the reverse is true. It's supposed to be detached because the head is brought on the mizbeach, and then the body is divided. The digestive tract, as we've described, is tossed to the place of desh and the place of ash, and then the rest of the body is burnt on the mizbeach, but it's a different step in the process. So the Mishnah is saying, hivdil bechatos, if he separated the head from the body by a chatos, where he was not supposed to, or lo hivdil ba'ola, he did not separate the head from the body by the karban ola, which he was supposed to do, pasul, it's pasul. Let's turn the page, and now we're on Samach Hei Amud Beis. Towards the top of the page, Masnisin delo k'Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon. That statement that you separated the head from the body by the chatos, where it says velo yavdil, and you separated it, and it's going to be pasul. That's against the ruling of Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon. What's the ruling of Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon? Shamati shemavdilin bechatos ha'of. Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon said, I heard, my tradition is, that you are allowed to separate the head from the body by chatas ha'of. You'll ask me, but it says in the pasuk lo yavdil. It means you don't have to separate, or it's proper that you shouldn't separate. But bottom line, if you did separate lo pasal, it's not going to be pasal. So we have a statement in the Mishnah that clearly says that if you separate when you weren't supposed to, or you didn't separate when you were supposed to, it's going to be pasul. And Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon comes along and says that the chatas ha'of, which is not supposed to be separated, if you did, it's still kosher. Let's move on to our Mishnah, which is the start of the seventh perek. Samach Vav Amud Aleph in the middle. Chatos ha'of. You have the bird chatos. Sha'asa'o lamata, that you proceeded to do it below the midline of the mizbeach as you were supposed to. Kema'ase chatos. You followed the rules of the karban chatos, which is that after the malika, there's a hazo'o and a mitzui, there's a sprinkling and a squeezing, l'shem chatos, and you did it with the right intent. Kishera is kosher, because you did what you were supposed to do. And this is not here, as the Mefarshim say, to say a major chiddush. This is here as an overview, as a synopsis of the rules of the karban chatos, so that we have perspective. The Mishnah continues with the problems. Kema'ase chatos l'shem ola. If you did it properly as a chatos, but you had in mind for an ola. Kema'ase ola l'shem chatos. Or you made a difference in the procedure, and you did it like the karban ola, even though you had intent for the chatos that it's meant to be. And so on, different variations. Psula, it's going to be pasul. And of course, the question is, what variation did you do in the Karban Chatos that made it more like a Karban Ola, and therefore it's possible? And at first, the Gemara thinks that the change that was done was that you separated during the Malika, you separated between the head and the body, and that's what made it like a Karban Ola, which does get separated, and you're telling me it's possible, so that's another example against Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon. Let's look at the Gemara on Amud Beis, Dishani b'Mai. What did you do differently that moved it to looking like an Ola rather than a Chatos? Ilema Dishani b'Malika. If the change was in the Malika that you separated, Nema Deloka Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon, that would mean it's not like Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon to Omar, because he said, as we quoted already, Shamati Shemavdilin b'Chatos Ha'Of. I heard that you're allowed to separate by the Chatos Ha'Of, it's only that you don't have to, or maybe that you're not supposed to, but if you did, it's still kosher. So if that's the difference, according to Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon, it's still a good Karban Chatos. Says the Gemara, Velo ukimna delo k'Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon. And indeed, it's not Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon. Answers the Gemara, lo deshani b'hazo'o. This Mishnah could be Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon. It's not telling you which thing was done differently that made it like a Karban Ola. I'll tell you what changed. What changed is that he didn't do the Hazo'o and the Mitzui, and he did it like a Karban Ola. And that's why it was like a Karban Ola, and that's why it's not good. Let's look at Rashi, about six lines down. Deshani b'hazo'o, shelo hiza. He didn't do the sprinkling, ela mitza. He only did the squeezing. Shehamitzui, hi avodas ha'ola. The squeezing is indeed the way the Ola is processed. But the Chatas was supposed to have a Hazo'o too. And when you didn't do that, it made it into looking like an Ola, and therefore it was Pasul. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.